Ronan Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Crimes so vile, judge refused to utter them. That's the front page headline in the Irish News over a court report about the jailing of a man convicted of tricking children on Snapchat and Instagram. He pretended he was a teenage boy and he abused 47 victims, one of whom was only 8 years of age. He was sentenced yesterday to 27 years in prison. Most of the papers this morning carry more stories from Syria, particularly pictures of people trying to find their relatives in the regime's prisons. Back here, the Examiner reports that the Refugee Council is concerned that the government has decided to pause asylum applications from Syrians. The council says that less than 2 days after Assad's downfall, several EU member states are rushing to deport and return Syrians, which is completely inappropriate. If you're the kind of person who's interested in what the neighbours have been up to, then check out this morning's Examiner. It has almost a full page devoted to the revenue's tax defaulters list. It's in the Examiner business section, and while most of those listed are businesses, there's one of an Offaly woman who owed over €400,000, and she's listed as a PAYE employee. Also on the list, as most papers report, is former Fianna Fáil Transport Minister Ivor Callaly, who was found to have underdeclared VAT on his car dealership. Another politician in trouble for declaring his assets in all the papers is Owen Hayes of the Social Democrats, who's been suspended after he spoke at a press conference yesterday about his shares in a company working for the Israeli military. The Irish Daily Mail, which broke the story about Hayes last week, says the press conference was a 16-minute car crash. Sinn Féin says Owen Hayes profited personally from a company that benefits from Israeli breaches of international law. He didn't profit as much as he could have, according to the Irish Independent. They say he sold the shares for €200,000, but they're now worth almost €500,000, enough, the paper says, to buy a house in his new constituency of Dublin Bay South. In courts news, the Examiner reports that Sean Burke, the father of teacher Enoch Burke, had a case in court yesterday. He was challenging his conviction for assaulting a guard in the forecourts last March. The court had been told that he had thrown the guard to the ground. In his appeal hearing, Sean Burke says he doesn't remember throwing a guard to the ground, but if it did happen, it was completely accidental. In the real-life version of the TV show Succession, media billionaire Rupert Murdoch has lost his court battle with three of his adult children. In what he and his eldest son call Project Harmony, he took his children to court to make sure that when he dies, all control of the companies will be given to his eldest son, who, like Murdoch Sr., is more politically conservative. The Examiner reports the court denied Rupert Murdoch's claim, so his son will have to share control with his siblings when he dies. Rupert Murdoch is 93. Several papers carry the news that Pat Kenny once tried to perform at the Eurovision. The Irish Sun says that long before he co-hosted the competition, he was a musician, writing and performing folk songs. Pat Kenny said, for pure divilment, he wrote a song about seagulls and chose a word for bird poo for his stage name, which was Jason Guano. The Mirror is amazed at the story, with the headline, "You're not Guano to believe this."
Ronan Kelly, thank you.